flirting is an insult to your spouse. Be honest. We love when it happens. We get off on others finding us attractive, sexy. We enjoy it when someone flirts with us. It makes us feel younger or super good-looking for our age. It confirms our image of ourselves. Or it makes us believe that our feelings of frumpy and dumpy appeal is only in our mind or that of our spouses. Well, it's one thing to be the impromptu recipient of a great flirting, yet it's quite another to reciprocate in kind or to seek it out. When someone flirts, it's okay to acknowledge their efforts and to let them know that you are married and therefore unavailable. What's not okay is to overtly flirt, hoping for a positive and mutual response. For one thing, you raise the hopes of the other person. And you know, right, that you will not actually follow through with any sexual or romantic actions. And for another, more important reason, you are minimizing, demeaning your marriage vows. For you did commit it to your spouse. Forever. Fidelity. Nothing in them that says it's okay to behave as if you were still single or on the prowl. And don't believe for a minute that the odds are there for a mutual friend or relative or coworker to see you and to report the matter back to your partner. Then, of course, there are the ones of you who will flirt right in front of your wife or husband. What a slap in the face and elsewhere. Any notion or excuse that they will or should understand your behavior is simply your way of wanting what you want, not caring about the hurt or jealousy or anger that you will cause. It's ego-gratifying, but it's also wrong, period. And in a final note, if you are the husband or wife who has to endure watching your lover flaunt themselves, flirt, then perhaps, only perhaps, they are doing this because you have stopped being their biggest fan. You stopped telling, and more importantly, showing them, with actions, just how attractive, sexy, and desirable they are to you. Remember, we all want to believe that our partner still desires us, even after many years and the natural ravages of aging. Enough said.